He said,
play it again.
We can play it again.
All right, we'll try that again.
Okay.
Not as funny as Kumail. You rolling?
Yeah.
Not okay, as funny as Kumail.
Well, let's
start
just
the show over again proper.
Let's do it.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Nailed it. Out here, it's just a little bit strange. But trip without it ain't good.
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Oh, you got a hand, I got
shoulder.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into an episode of Jonah Radio.
That's a real thank you, not just like a placative thank you.
Yeah, no, we appreciate anyone who really takes the time
to tune in.
To tune in on their radio dial. Tune in Tokyo. Tiki titty lake titty kaka.
Titty kaka?
Titty kaka.
Titty kaka.
So, do you think titty kaka?
What came first?
That's what I want to know. Because Lake Titicaca has been there for a while, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, some roundabout way, some other part of the world, people start calling boobs titties. And then other people start calling poop caca.
I feel like caca is like of the ancients. Like,
yeah.
Like babies, before they even are socialized, call poop caca. Like, it's just like in our DNA.
So when they named that lake, they knew they were ending it in some word that meant shit.
No, I think it was probably a bit of a blind thing, because like cacao is
chocolate.
Yeah.
Or there's a bird, I think, called a cacao.
A
bird makes a cacao.
Cacao, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put a cacao on this conversation, which is
there's a mountain range in the United States in Wyoming called the Grand Tetons, and that means big titties.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's French.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're getting a pretty French mustache and hair.
Sure am.
Still growing out.
Yeah.
What do you mean by very French?
The mustache, I'd say it's like a big curly. Isn't the curly mustache a French thing?
Yeah, I guess I would see that.
Salvador Dali was Spanish.
Yeah, but he didn't.
But he was a curly mustache guy.
He was a
Raleigh Fingers was, I think, from Illinois.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like the Parisian gentleman. He's right. You could get to a Parisian gentleman pretty quickly.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we're gonna play some music. We don't have a guest, so we're just gonna play some songs that we like. We're gonna read some emails from people that have been sending us stuff and talk about that. And we're doing this kind of early. I got off early from shooting the silhouettes for the new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And
Cash is keeping score already.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Yep. I don't know.
Neil's got four. Jonah's got one. No, I'm the.
Is that a six?
That's a six.
What is
so
this about?
Technically,
how many times we said titicaca? How did you know?
Just hash marks. No, that's the channels everybody's in.
Oh. that's where Neil's head is at.
Yeah, very competitive.
Cash is keeping score.
Last week's game.
I'm competitive.
Struck drama for a living.
You sure do, Neil. You sure.
And if you need anyone to construct your drama for you,
yeah,
please email me at.
Hey, we don't do advertisements.
Showfriends.org.
That's true.
This is a great website, folks. If you're looking for extra Jonah Radio bonus content, you can find the distillation of Neil Mahoney on Showfriends.com with a Z.
Circa 2007.
Yeah.
Last time I updated it. You can see some Nick Swardson sketches.
Yeah.
You can see some Super Deluxe, some Funnier Die stuff.
Oh, boy. Some vintage Mahone. All right. We're going to start this off nice and energetic. This is a song from Tenement called Your Life or Mine.
Taking your time.
did with Kulo. Very good split 7-inch. Two very good punk bands.
Kulo means asshole in French.
Titicaca.
French.
And Spanish.
French and Spanish.
Have you listened to... Oh, no, it's crosstalk podcast-wise, but the Pistol Shrimps radio guys did the live commentary on the script spelling bee.
I didn't. And why would you say it's crosstalk?
Well, it's like talking about another podcast on a podcast.
No. Crosstalk is when people are all talking at the same time at different...
Inventing a new word.
No, it's the same...
A new usage, I should say.
Well, it already has a pretty clear usage.
It does.
And I was inventing a new one.
I don't know, Neil.
This is like when you tried to reclaim the word left. And you're walking around and people are like, you take a left there. And you're like, that's not what it means anymore. It's very confusing.
Neil, your hair is at a point now where you could start calling yourself Neil Mo Phillips.
I can't wait. I love having the excuse of saying I lost a bet, even though I just made that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
hold on. I'm writing down Neil's haircut for the show notes.
Neil's haircut? No, lack of haircut.
Haircut bet.
It's getting close to the point which I initially envisioned, which is to look like Drew Doughty from the Los Angeles Kings,
mm-hmm.
who's a real Canadian Hesher.
Yeah.
Fucking defense.
Is he like the mascot or
no.
The towel boy?
I mean, he's sort of the mascot. He's like, he's been there a long time.
Like, just like he works at the stadium or?
He plays defense.
He's on the team.
He's on the team.
So you look like a guy
who makes millions of dollars a year and has no teeth.
Oh, and
yeah, but
and is in the best shape of probably any athlete.
Yeah, like 26 minutes a game. He's a fucking monster.
Crazy. So,
like, that's the guy you look like.
Why are you guys laughing?
Because he parts his hair on the other side.
Have you, so you're doing like the big swoop off to the side. Are there any other options you have, or are you just kind of waiting for ponytail territory?
I go straight back a lot.
Yeah.
With the hat, because that just keeps things manageable.
Yes. Let's see it all down. Shake your head out.
I wish I could.
Oh, you want to do like the ugly girl turning hot? The pull out of the...
That's what I want, yeah.
The pull
here,
out
let me
the shake.
Frizz it out.
I don't want the part.
I don't have a part.
I want everything down. I want
I don't
to push
have
forward.
A ton of hair on top, so the sides are a lot thicker.
I would have never thought you would get bald.
Yeah, me neither.
You always had such a thick head of hair.
And I know. You gotta
let that be a warning to you, all of you out there, men and women.
You still got a good hairline.
Yeah, the hairline is good. Good point.
Yeah, it's still got a good beach, mm-hmm. but like, just like
round back's a little rusty.
You know, there's we got to conserve the beach grass.
Okay, all right. Very Cape Cod of you.
Because erosion is a problem, and we got to be aware of the piping plover nesting grounds. That's a very Cape Cod issue. Shout out.
This hair is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's doing that stuff. I remember when I first started working at Benway Records and like Ron Barnett and Ron Benway were like 35 and like 38, and which is our ages now, like, you know, respectively. And like, it's like their hair was like your hair.
Yeah.
And I think about it all the time. I was like, wow, it's just kind of, it's like kind of, it's there, but it's thin and it like goes all over the place. And as you get older, you're going to go, that's okay. I see. Yeah.
You almost got like a Doctor Strange forelock in there too, or a little Stephen Toast. You got that?
Yeah, you
that
got the
white
toast.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, I hear you, Glenn Fandango.
I threw that into a MST episode.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's like saying like it's like blah blah blah. It's like yes, I can hear you, Glenn Fandango.
God, it's funny. I watched three of them today.
They're great.
They're so good. Yeah. I watched I think a whole season on the way to Christmas brunch. My uncle's on my phone, like sleeping, in, like horizontal in the back of my mom's car.
I'm surprised you don't have any Stephen Toast or any kind of Matt Berry
tattoos.
No sound drops.
Oh yeah, well I'm very lazy about adding new things to the soundboard.
Yeah, I think we need a golf clap. I was thinking about this week.
We have a golf clap.
I mean, like outside, like you could hear.
Oh, with like birds tweeting or whatever.
Yeah, like it's a good shot.
Yeah.
How about somebody just sample that that came from both of you at the same time. Use that quite a bit.
Remember when we thought we could do this every week?
God gave rock and roll to you.
I fixed Cash's truck this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was
true. What'd you
do?
Like, just change the fucking air filter or something?
No, he took the back off and reworked the bed of the truck, the tailgate.
You know,
was
the tailgate?
Stuck closed.
It was stuck closed, so you couldn't open it.
Yeah.
This motherfucker has been working these beer gigs, lifting kegs over the end.
Nice. I bet your core is fucking ripped right
the
now.
The first day I did that.
I bet his like muscles are like ripped as in torn and repairing.
You guys ever do something like you pick up something or you use your muscles really sort of out of nowhere, and then the next 2 days it feels like they're on fire, but they feel huge, and you're like, I am the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, there's that weird like quick pump thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know what I've been kind of doing lately? I went down a rabbit hole of just different like weird exercises, different weird things you can do that's like that actually
makes a difference.
And like one said, like this exercise will help you get rid of or like help you with the jawline. I was like, what? No, it's just losing weight.
Yeah.
Losing weight helps you with the jawline.
Yeah.
But
dehydration helps you with your jawline.
Yeah, exactly. But like there's these moves you can do. And like I was kind of like looking at the thing and like doing them like a bunch and like kind of like going like kind of that thing.
Like kind of making a puke face.
Puke face, like pushing your bottom lip up against your bottom teeth, your upper lip against your upper teeth. And then like, and then kind of putting your chin up and then like just kind of slowly pulling against the tension of that. Try it.
No.
You feel it?
I kind of feel it, yeah.
And then like I did it a bunch, just kind of like trying to figure out what it, what they were trying to talk about. The next day I felt like fatigue in my fucking throat. Like,
I guess that's what it takes.
Yeah. And
you gotta be willing to work those areas of the body.
And it's just one of those things where it's like the next day I was like, oh, like it's like, cause if there's muscles,
you felt cut.
Well, there's muscles like in this area where your jowls are or develop. And like, if they're tighter, if they're like, in shape, they're going to be a little higher.
Yeah.
And so therefore it's going to kind of bring in.
Yeah. We'll pull that skin.
It'll pull it up. Yeah.
I remember when I was an altar boy, this is not going to go dark.
Okay.
I was an altar boy and we went on an altar boy outing to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Better than altar boy inning.
Outing and inning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I went
to
the baseball game.
Yeah.
My priest.
Okay. Yeah, the priest would give the dugout.
Baseball?
Yeah. That's what he...
I don't think
he showed you his bat.
We went to see the Harlem Globetrotters and there's an older altar boy.
Who are they playing?
I believe it was the Washington Generals.
Yeah. Who won?
I think the Globetrotters did.
No way.
Yeah, it was in Providence, Rhode Island, circa 1980 ? But I remember
what a good year.
Yeah.
There was this older kid and he chewed gum like real hard. Like he was trying to break the gum. And I was just looking at the side of his face and you could see like striations in his jaw muscles. Like,
oh wow.
Cause he like was a gum guy, and like you could see, like his like the side of his face was ripped. Like you could see like Hulk Hogan has those like lines in his biceps.
Yeah.
Like he had that in his jaw, and I was like, "You got a stress management problem, bro."
When I have tried to quit smoking by chewing gum,
Nicorette.
Yeah, it gets like
not in sponsorship.
No, it hasn't quite worked.
Oh, well.
Your jaws hurt at the end of the day.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like chewing gum. If I chew gum during the day, I grind my teeth at night, so I don't chew gum ever.
Oh.
So we're answering the big questions today here on Jonah Radio.
We're going to take a break with another song. When we come back, I'm going to read some of the emails that we've been getting sent.
Yeah.
Fun.
This is a song from our buddy who's going to be a guest soon. He has a new album coming out, I think, this year on Merge. It'll be his fourth album. It is Mike Kroll, and this his song, 15 Minutes, one of my all-time favorites.
What if I told you that the world was going to end? To spend with me or your friend, would you take the first bus over to my house, or would you take the last plane over the west coast? See, it's times like these with the
Love it.
Oh, good stuff.
Man, every time.
Well, I hope that you're enjoying this podcast you're listening to as much as we are pretending to. But anyway, why not listen to another podcast, too? It's called The Flop House.
And on our podcast, we have recently watched a movie, often a bad movie, and we review it on our podcast, but mainly talk about other stuff and, I don't know, hang out.
It's all about hanging out, feeling like you're being with your best friends. Who are your best friends? Us three. Dan McCoy, Emmy Award-winning writer for The Daily Show, Stuart Wellington, owner of the best bar in Brooklyn, Hinterlands, and Elliot Kalin, former Emmy-winning head writer for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, former head writer of Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return, so many things. Author of the upcoming children's book,
All Right, that's enough.
The Elliot's credits just go on and on.
Yeah, but if you like the idea of listening to three funny guys talk about bad movies, then why not come over and listen to The Flop House? It's available at MaximumFun.org or wherever fine podcasts are found.
So get out of here.
Hey, all right. Great, 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 great song. I also love that part of the song where it's like that, everything kind of sounds chaotic, like the end of the world sounds like explosion, but it's all just kind of overdrive and crackliness. Yeah. We got an email. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
You've got mail.
This is from Seamus Conacher. Conacher. One of those things. Anyway, his email address is... No.
I like that name, Seamus.
Yeah.
Seamus.
You would. You would because of your Irish... Irish. Is that right?
Irish.
Well, it's more because of the Big Lebowski when the guy says, I'm a brother, Seamus.
Neil.
It's that guy.
Neil.
Nail.
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 Say it. Put your pants on, Nail.
Nail.
Nail. Put your pants on.
That's good.
You're disturbing the wee ones.
The wee ones. I ain't got no wee ones.
Ain't got no wee ones over here.
You're disturbing the wee ones with your tales of being an altar boy.
Your dick's dragging around. Put your pants on. Nail.
All right, so this is from Seamus. Hello, guys. I was just listening to the latest episode on my commute to work, and you asked people to send you a message. I've been listening since episode 2, and I just wanted to say thanks for introducing me to more amazing bands that I can keep track of. Hopefully one day I'll make something worth submitting myself. I grew up in Scotland, so you definitely had at least one, I guess. Oh, shit. He grew up in Scotland. Now I feel bad.
You were sort of going towards Scottish there.
I know. I don't know the difference. Yeah. They're all white to me.
Oh, come on.
Trainspotting. Yeah, I swear to God.
They're Trainspotting. Trainspottings are Scottish.
They're all white.
Yeah, you're all just white to me.
Yeah. Well, that's my funny thing. The whole thing about someone saying white culture, I go, what are you talking about? What do you mean white culture? You're talking about Polish, Irish? You're talking about Swedish? What are you talking about?
You're talking about predominant culture.
You're talking about beige is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Predominant American culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Arizona.
Yeah. Bland. Anyway, I grew up in Scotland, so you definitely had at least one. I guess four if you include pause listeners up there until about a year and a half ago. Anyway, my shift starts in 2 minutes, so I better go. Thanks again for everything, and keep doing what you do. That's what we like to... If you're telling us to keep doing what we're doing, you are enabling us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is not cool, Seamus.
Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you, Seamus, for that.
I'm sorry that there was a kid on my Little League league named Seamus who I threw a ball at.
Oh,
it's just odd because Seamus almost seems like the next thing you say that comes out of your mouth is an O something.
Yeah, Seamus O'Sullivan.
Patrick Davis wrote in to say Seamus he's a huge fan, but all he said...
can you do it in an accent, please?
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm trying to figure out if there's any context clues for what kind of accent I should do.
Well, no, just run into it like you did with me.
Yeah, do Armenian.
Just straight. Ooh. Hey, I'm a huge fan. Thanks for introducing me to Nazi Youth Music. Keep up the awesome pods.
Wait, Nazi Youth Music? What did you say?
Lots of new music. accent's weird in my mouth.
Thanks for introducing me to the Nazi Youth Music. It's just so delightful to hear bands like Screwdriver and
Swedish ones,
Prussian Blue.
Prussian Blue. That's those two weird little kids. Mm-hmm.
What's the
didn't announce that I heard.
Huh? Got me a Kneeled It shirt too.
Oh,
so this guy goes way back.
Yeah, you're thank you, Patrick. Partially why I'm in debt.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have put those 20 t-shirts on your credit card at 75% interest.
Well, just to be honest, he bought them in bulk and then
lost the weight.
Bought them in bulk and then maybe left them in a suitcase on the streets of San Francisco.
No, that wasn't me. That was you.
Mm-hmm.
I retained all my merchandise and still lost money.
Did I tell you what happened? Like, it was maybe the night before or the night before that, because it was a comedy festival.
Yeah.
And we were out and I had to pee real bad and I was pretty drunk, and so I went to an alleyway and peed. And when I started walking away, I was wearing like new pants. I had kind of a waxy finish.
Oh, yeah. I remember those pants. You wore them on your special.
Yes.
Oh, I remember those pants.
Yeah. Everyone
shiny remembers. Pants.
I didn't know they were shiny.
Oh, believe me. I bought a pair too, and I threw them in the trash after I saw your special.
Yeah. It was such a bummer because it's like I was also wearing that leather jacket, which was fine. But like it looked like I was like trying to do like schlubby Eddie white Murphy. Guy Eddie Murphy.
Wait, what, that's slutty white guy Eddie Murphy?
Schlubby white guy Eddie Murphy.
Schlubby, not slutty.
Oh, okay. Well, that's less, you know, sexy.
Quit it now.
Oh, man, that's a thing I would love to do. I'll do that right now. Deanna says hello, by the way.
Oh.
Hi, Deanna.
But one of my favorite things, and it makes me angry, but I do it all the time, is look, and I know we've brought it up before, Tom Morello.
I just found out he lives in my neighborhood.
No way.
Tom Morello?
Both Tom Morello and Sue George both live in my neighborhood, apparently.
Wow. Yeah, he's the guy that did all the Brazilian covers.
Oh, right. We talked about that before.
All I have to do is like go through... Tom Morello's Instagram feed, look for a semi-political post, and then see if I can find
him responding saying I have a master's of political discourse and from Harvard.
Well, that stuff happens, but it's just it's like that I don't necessarily like that's just kind of fun. His responses are fun, but like the people that just the people that like basically like rag on him going, used to be a fan, man, but you're so political now.
Yeah. Like he wasn't before.
Yeah, no. He never had an album with a monk on fire on the front of it.
Yeah. And it's like, God.
That was like the last phase of my like graffiti career was trying to recreate those silhouettes that they did in the first Rage video.
Yeah. He talked about Anton Sterling, and of course, please fuck off. Don't make it a matter of race, you dim-witted tool. The guy is a very well-educated man, and he redefined what guitars could sound like. You act like whites don't get shot by cops.
Yeah, for the large part, they don't.
I'm going to go home and listen to Repeater.
Repeater. Do we have any other emails?
Oh, man. Last night.
I'm looking for some.
As I was driving home from dinner, Ian MacKay was on Henry Rollins Radio, whatever that show's called.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were going step by step through the 1981 Black Flag Tour of England.
Holy shit.
Wow. And like, it was these amazing anecdotes about how like they had vans that fucking crapped out, whatever, and then like no one had a credit card and they couldn't rent another truck, and then the promoters were like, "We'll get you a truck." They got him a box truck, but there was only room for three people in the front.
Yeah, so everyone had to be in the back sliding
five
around.
Five people had to ride in the back with all the gear sliding around, and they stopped to pee, and Ian got out to piss, and then like turned around, and the fucking truck was gone.
Oh, no.
And it's 1981. He's like sitting there with his dick in his hand and with no jacket, and it's snowing in London.
And you're wondering, like, it's like, are the guys in the back wondering, is he up front?
Yeah. It was that exact thing.
Oh.
He chased after the truck, banging on the truck, but the guys in the front can't hear that because the box is separate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
And then the truck takes off, and the guys in the back know, like, fucking Ian's not in the car.
Jesus.
And they're banging on it, but no one can hear them. And then they get like 15 kilometers or whatever down the highway, but then they have to turn around and go back. In the meantime, it's like an hour, and Ian's just at this rest area, and he calls his mom, collect.
Oh, no.
And goes, yeah, these guys, they left me at a rest stop, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't have my jacket. It's snowing. And his mom just goes, well, I hope you figure it out.
Yeah.
Because that's all she can do.
Yeah.
And then they went down. They figured it out. They came back. They had to go like 20 miles past where they stopped and came back and got him. And then it was just like the most amazing thing ever. And then he's sleeping on top of the amps. And then they go under a low bridge and it fucking shaves off the truck. Like, it was too short for the fucking box truck. And it's just fiberglass. It's just
fuck. I remember some early Toys That Killed tour, like 2002 or something like that, they came back in a U-Haul, and because their van got totaled because they were driving, and you know, like in a shitty kind of tour van, so you have the seats in the back, but then you get rid of the back seat, and then you put like a little like wooden loft space. Mm-hmm. So like essentially you could either put more equipment there and equipment below it, or just have someone sleep there. You can have someone lie down. But like a deer came out in the middle of the road in the middle of the night, slammed on the brakes, and the guy that was sleeping in the loft like just slid out, went straight and hit the dudes who were driving.
No shit.
Oh, wow. Like hit them because he flew over the other guys who were kind of all leaning off to the side,
right,
sleeping.
Yeah.
And so he flew over the back seats and then slammed into the guys driving. So they slammed into the deer, and then he hit them.
So
and
it was
then
like
they,
a bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
And ouch.
And then the van was totaled, and they like came back, same situation. They're in a U-Haul. They all rolled up, and like I was like, this is weird. And then the back opens up, and the rest of everyone that was on tour gets out. Flippy was one of them. He was just, you know, he doesn't see enough sun as it is in his basement. He's just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Put a window in my rider, man.
Yeah, I remember, I was just thinking about this the other day, too. I went downtown to go see like the Bananas play, and Dios Malos, or Dios at the time, were opening up, and there's others in there if you want.
I'll just drink this one.
I got too drunk and jumped up and down. I was feeling sick, so I went out to puke and then passed that in an alleyway because I kept on trying to find a place to puke and pee, but no one was at. And it was downtown L.A. in, like, 2001.
Yeah.
So there were plenty of places.
There were plenty of places. But then, like, I kind of, like, sat down for a bit because I puked, and I was, like, kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was just like, and then I look at my watch. I don't have a phone. I look at my watch, and it was 3 hours later.
Oh, Jesus.
And I you know, checked. I still had my wallet, so it was good. And then I went back to where the party was, and it had been shut down. And there was just one guy cleaning up in there.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, do you know where anyone is? Like, this guy, this guy, this guy. I went down, and then luckily one guy, like, was hanging with a girl at, like, I think Clifton's was still open at that time. It was like, still, like, a 24-hour dive place. Yeah. He was walking back to his car because he went with some girl who didn't live down south.
Yeah.
And, like, he saw me, and I was like, Chris Ziegler, do you think you could... And, like, he lived in Orange County. I was like, could you please drive me back to San Pedro, which is not really on the way.
No. Nope. Yeah.
But he did me a solid, and I remember my head was... But, like, I lucked out because, like, I didn't have anyone's numbers.
Yeah.
No. I didn't have any money. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, it was late, so I wouldn't have been able to even catch the train or a bus or anything like that.
You would have been stuck there until the next day at least.
You would have been a resident of Bench City.
Yeah. It would have been real, real nuts. It would have just, it would have felt like every 80s movie that took place in a city. you know, just the
not,
way.
Not enough of those ended up in stabbings.
Yeah, yeah.
To really reflect them.
Well, the Adventures in Babysitting, he got stabbed in the toe, and he got one stitch.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, at the Vons by my house, there was a stabbing Saturday night.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not cool because when my mom's in town, like she was this weekend, we wake up at 5:30, and I put on local news because that's the only time you want to watch local news is when old people are around.
Yeah. It's just something to have on the TV to fill
up. So I put it on, and it was like, oh, yeah, that grocery store is a mile away from me. And a dude got stabbed while shopping with his mother.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Like, later.
Was it a gang thing? Or?
Nah, I think it was like.
Cause his mom that, was talking like some
that homeless
shit.
Row.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right here, there.
I can throw a rock in LA right now. Well, the like, homeless row every other street.
Well, it's just all those tents, like, right up on those Vons. And I think just one of those guys came in and dinged him.
That Vons right by the Taco Zone there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Taco Zone.
Taco Zone. That Taco Zone, which is, for those listeners that are from LA, is like one of the best taco carts, like trucks ever. It's just great, great, great.
Yeah.
Never made a brick and mortar, so it's like you got to go there for what they got.
Yeah.
Unless they are closed for a fire bombing.
So that's what happened to them.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cash. So they... there was they were getting a lot of hype. A lot of people were riding them up, and then so someone it was a rival truck nearby or a restaurant.
People think
it was from Costa Alighiera or whatever.
Ooh, really?
Sorry, Ayagera. Ayagera.
That's all right. You should probably be vague.
Yeah.
Tacos Orisas is the truck that's down by the Lassens.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna pause for a I gotta pee. We're gonna play a song, and we're gonna like also stop the recorder and restart it.
Yep.
Not that you need to know that, but we're just saying that out loud because of the episode we lost last week, and it was never meant to be. There was too many things that went wrong, which would have made for a good listen.
Yeah,
but you know what? That stuff we lost was pretty good.
It was really good. I really liked what happened.
Not Portland good, but like.
Portland was weird. That was a weird show.
Somewhere near Portland good.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to listen
like
to...
Eugene good?
We're going to listen to I Could Have Been a Contender by Dillinger 4. So Billy from Dillinger 4 posted a couple pictures on his Instagram. And one of the pictures, there was a can that he was had in his hand that like was just kind of off to the side. And it said, hard seltzer. And I was like... Hard seltzer.
Yeah, it's called Bear Claw.
That's what it was called, Bear Claw. And he's like, it's real good.
Is it like rubbing alcohol infused seltzer?
I've had some.
How is it?
It tastes like club soda.
Oh, it's that's dangerous.
The alcohol content is pretty low, but I had it.
That's like a beer.
Yeah, it's like a
wine.
He says it's like a three. Or maybe
I thought
four.
He said it was like a eight.
Oh, really?
I think he said it was like 8%, and it's like 100 calories.
Oh.
And he says it's like really refreshing, and it's not sweet at all. So it's like getting drunk off of LaCroix. We are at peak millennials here. And I love that.
I'll see if I can get a case. Like, I literally passed on a case of it because I was not interested in drinking it.
Please. It's all I want. And now it's like we got to fucking set up a live gig in Minneapolis, and I bet you we could convince, like, it would be a ridiculous show, but I bet you we could convince Harmar and Dillinger Four to play.
Yeah.
We just get it. You just have to pay them in Bear Claw.
Hey, yeah. Minneapolis, hurry up. I'm not going to come there in the winter.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Yeah.
You're going to get a Mahoneless.
Yeah. I'll be there like mid-November on the Mystery Science Theater tour.
Yeah, they you just announced dates. Right?
Yeah, they just announced the dates. We're going all over the place.
You got a day off there? You want to double dip?
Oh, man.
Double dip the chip?
It's the last show, so maybe we do it the next night?
Oh, that's nice.
Boy. Oh, boy.
We are going to give you a finale that we have not earned.
If you want to see peak bloat Jonah.
You're going to see peak happy ending Jonah.
Happy what?
I was just trying to remember the term happy ending.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like I was going to jerk you off on stage.
Okay. And so this is we're going to do a twofer because we got some business to do in between. All right. This is I Could Have Been a Contender off of the 7-inch collection from Dillinger Four called This Shit Is Genius.
Books. Want to get more out of all that reading you do?
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
Join us every Thursday on Reading Glasses, where we help you read better.
Reading Glasses is a show about book culture, teaching you how to enhance your literary life and solve your bookish problems, like
how do you get out of a reading slump?
What's the best book light to use in bed while your partner's trying to sleep?
Where do you hide the bodies of the people who talk while you're trying to read?
In the basement of my apartment building.
Ooh, that's a good place.
Let Bria and I improve your reading life every Thursday on Reading Glasses, Maximum Fun's new culture podcast.
Learn how to read better.
thanks for coming back. That was the song Dan's Hands Melt by the old Armalite. Band called Armalite. They put out an album and an EP. It's a Dan from the band Lifetime, and he went on to be in Kin Dynamite. And the other guy in the band is Atom from Atom and His Package.
Wait, went on to be in Kin Dynamite?
No. Lifetime and then Kin Dynamite.
But Kin Dynamite predates Lifetime.
This band. Please no. Lifetime was around, and then
I feel like Kin Dynamite has been around forever.
They have been longer than Lifetime ever was.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe I might be getting some things crossed. I know Kin Dynamite did happen after Lifetime. I know that. I might be messing up the lineups though.
You know what the best thing in the world is?
Google.
Google's great.
But Bing is better.
Bing is
better. That's the phrase that pays.
Since we went camping in Joshua Tree last weekend.
You went camping in Joshua Tree last weekend?
I did. I got Dave Clock and the Ween.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Had never heard of them.
Really? Never heard of them? He's heard of them.
Maybe, but like had never heard them. And I played him Chocolate and Cheese, and he was like, I'm on board. And Telling Tales Out of School, as of yesterday, doing a poster.
God bless Dave Clock. There's few people I think about that I know where I just go, if there's someone as beautiful as this in the world, then things got to be okay. You don't think so?
I thought that was going to be like a...
No, I absolutely agree, but I just have to like undercut any sort of sincerity with...
Yeah.
It creates drama for a living.
That's true. Yeah, you know, speaking of people that like that do stuff and I'm really proud of, our friend Ben Getting.
Yeah.
Also known as World Famous Original. He did artwork for Vagrant Records for years and years and years, and then he started a shop called Friend Mart with his girlfriend, Tuesday Bassam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she went off to start her own store.
Yeah.
And so their store, Friend Mart, is becoming World Famous Original Mart. And they're having their
World Famous Original Mart?
I think so, yeah. Or just World Famous Original?
I don't think there's a Mart on there.
Oh, that's a bummer. I wanted more syllables. But if anyone's in the LA area, he is having his grand opening this Saturday. So if you're listening to when this comes out, it's this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
The 9th. Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's the 9th.
Figure it out. Instagram. Google.
Figure it out. We'll link to it. And he's going to have like a ton of great stuff from a ton of great artists. I'm going to be DJing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be DJing, and there's going to be pizza, there's going to be drinks, and it's in Chinatown, which is going to be fun. It's a Saturday night, which is
swing by, get yourself a scorpion bowl.
Yeah. And I'll be there. It's like if you want to just swing by and take a picture or just hang out, buy something.
Yeah. Take a picture with Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's going to be wearing cutoff jeans.
No, I'm just wearing the cutoff jeans now.
You know what could be kind of fun is doing like a live on location, like early before the party gets started.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Bang one out.
Yeah, bang one out, and then we could Periscope or whatever. Like we could live do it on Instagram.
Instagram story.
Hmm. Yeah, you could do Instagram live like Periscope.
Oh, Instagram live.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done that.
I did it once. We should start doing that for our recordings.
My
Instagram lives.
Yeah.
My
Dan Harmon does it when he's working out.
Yeah. My my phone, I got my screen replaced on my phone, so it locks sometimes and just you can't interact with the phone anymore. You can't turn it off. You can't do anything. And I was watching an Instagram live video of the Pistol Shrimps radio live broadcast of a women's rec league basketball game.
Now tell people what the Pistol Shrimps is all about.
It's on Earwolf. It's like a women's rec league basketball game, and it's commentated on by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. And
two very weird guys who don't know much about basketball.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable podcast if you're looking for stuff to listen to. But my sound was off, and it was just video of a women's rec league basketball game, and my phone would not wake up from this thing until the video was over. So it was like 45 minutes of just like putting it on the dock and then just looking at like kind of badly
Well, that, at that point, you got to whip out like your Pink Floyd, your Dark Side of the Moon, and see what matches up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see if that Thin Lizzy album matches up.
Maybe a Dire Straits or
That'd
something.
Be pretty good.
Sultans of Swing?
The people not liking that new Kanye.
Yeah. I listened to about 2 minutes, and I realized I don't listen to a lot of
I never really liked Kanye. And that's I've talked about it before. Also, now people hate Kanye, which is great. Also, I've never really understood or got Drake, and everyone hates Drake now because he got slammed in that battle rap.
Yeah, and as mentioned last week.
Yeah, and so now people are finally realizing to listen to me.
Yeah, me too.
That was the New York. There was the New York Times review. There was the New York Times article about the ultra hip listening party that he threw to reveal it, and then the next day there was a New York Times article that said Jonah was right.
Yeah, I never liked Drake except for the second diss track that he did with the other guy.
Yeah,
and then College Dropout was like the last time I liked Kanye.
You know, this is a segment I want to do called
We Were Right.
I'm right, prove me wrong. And I want people to email us jonahradio@gmail.com, and if there's like a thing that I've said before, it's like be it about Sublime, be it about zombies, be it about not the band's great, if you don't like them, fucking call, but like send us your number. You know, send us your number. We'll call you on the next time we record.
Ooh,
we'll,
that's
we'll
fun.
Schedule it, and then you can try and tell me why I'm wrong about something.
Oh man, yeah, we're this is how we're gonna blow up, is by tapping into people's rage against you.
I love this. This is a great idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah,
what do we call it? Jonah was wrong.
No, Jonah's right. Prove him wrong.
Jonah's right.
I like that better.
Prove him wrong. Hit us up.
And it's like Ben David Grabinski is a guy that, like, when Kanye was doing those shows at the Staples Center, where he was being suspended above, he was just by himself, suspended above his crowd,
mm-hmm.
platform that moved around, and people were eating it up. Like, they didn't realize that they were fucking, like, you know, hailing their false god. It's just the idea that, like, everyone's looking for something to belong in. And yeah, I'm the same way. I fucking threw my allegiance into punk. Yeah. You know, a uniform idea of individuality.
Yeah.
But the whole thing of just, like, he was like, no, it wasn't the best show. It was the best show I've ever been to. And I go, but what about the people underneath the platform?
Yeah.
He's like, they were going crazy. They were moshing. And I go, it's no good. It's no good. It's like there's no connection. It's literally ruining the one thing that I like about music, is that it's a connecting moment for people.
Yeah.
And I
go back to like College Dropout, but then I loved Watch the Throne, the Jay-Z Kanye thing.
Yeah.
But it was every time Jay-Z would stop rapping and Kanye would stop rapping, I was like, wow, this guy isn't rapping about anything interesting. Let's get that last guy back here. Like he just, it's, you know, I like indoor kid art, but this guy's been indoors a lot.
Yeah. So again, if you have heard me say something and you know my stance on something, or just tell us what your stance is. And if I disagree.
Yeah.
Or if you
think you know what Jonah's stance is.
And we'll try and coordinate it. We'll email us, and Cash will set it up. We'll let you know when we're going to call, and we'll do a whole thing like that.
Yeah, if you we'll schedule it between when we record this and when you can do it.
2:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. your time.
If you are Japanese and an insomniac, this is going to work out so well for you.
You know what? Actually. Oh, no, that makes it too complicated. I was going to say, like, send us, like, voice memos, and so we can actually, like, play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just want to yell at us.
Yeah,
that's actually kind of fun, too.
Like, you can just respond to. If you want to record a voice memo and send it to Jonah, or...
Send it to the email.
jonahradio@gmail.com.
And that goes along with any music you have, but if you just want to, like...
Or if you want to combine the two and write a song about how terrible we are, or an idea that you defend...
Yeah.
We can do that too.
Just send us that would be fun. Just send us send us your station IDs.
Yeah. Oh, do that too. Yeah. Send us audio shit that we can play.
Yeah, we'll put it on the board. We'll play it. We'll fuck around.
We'll put it on the board.
Soundboard is my art.
Real high standard into Neil finding the thing that plugs into the iPad.
Classic.
Mark it. Jonah's right. Prove him wrong. Send us in stuff at the good old.
And now, while you ruminate on that and think about it, let's listen to some music by Mike Furman.
Now follow along. Monkey, chicken, chicken, monkey, chicken, duck, duck, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, duck, chicken, duck, monkey, duck, duck, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, duck, chicken, monkey, duck, chicken, monkey, duck, duck, chicken, monkey, chicken, duck, duck, monkey, duck, chicken, monkey, duck, chicken, duck, monkey, duck, duck, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, chicken, monkey, duck. Chicken monkey, chicken monkey duck, chicken chicken duck, chicken monkey, chicken monkey, chicken duck. Duck, chicken monkey, chicken monkey, chicken duck, duck, chicken duck, chicken monkey, chicken. Duck, duck, chicken monkey, chicken monkey, chicken monkey, chicken monkey, chicken monkey duck. Chicken, chicken, monkey, duck, 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 goose.
Oh, boy. Oh, whoopsie. Forgot.
Forgot
abrupt
how
abrupt ending for a children's song.
It's got a, the ending comes out of nowhere. Yeah,
that was Mike Furman, and that was
chicken
off of his new album he just put out called Songs to Sing at Children. It's his new, it's a kids album. And Mike Furman is great. He used to be in a comedy duo with Hardwick called Hard and Firm. And he's just an amazing, delightful, hilarious man. He was in season one of Hidden America as Denver Don, the Eastern European guy that was trying to play off the fact that he was a Western Denver good old boy with songs like, I don't know, look up the sketch. I don't know. vrv.co.nz.gofuckyourself, the internet.
I killed someone with my dick, you know.
Real high standard to get yourself on the board over here.
Yeah. Kesh, how long has this episode been?
This episode has been almost 60 minutes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so we're checking in. We're put away the knife.
How big is this ego knife?
Put away that doesn't seem like it should be legal for
me. Oh, I saw action point.
Oh, how is it?
Yeah.
So you know who wrote it? Was Dave Krinsky and John Allsure.
I don't know.
That was the duo that ran like the best years of King of the Hill.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they went on to develop, and Mike Judge was a producer on Action Park, and so this must have been a while back, because I think they had a falling out with Silicon Valley, because they produced that.
Yeah,
they developed
right.
that and then left. But I know those guys. They also did the Lopez show, so like they were in the same offices as me when I did in America, and they're really great, really funny guys. But like, yeah, they were like writers on it. And then, and Johnny Pemberton, a good, our pal is in it.
My buddy Nick Mansour edited it.
Oh, he did.
A long time.
Yeah. It seems like there was a,
it's one of those productions that I've heard, has been going for a very long time.
Yeah. You can kind of feel that. And there's so much good in that movie. It's not a good movie.
Oh.
But there's so much good in it. Like, it's just, like, whoever did the costumes and the set design should be, like, heralded as heroes. Because it's, like, across the board, really spot on
period
outfits,
70s.
Or whatever. And, like, you know, 70s, like, everyone was kind of, like, making their own iron-on shirts. So there's a lot of that. Like, you know, Judas Priest, like, just block letters on a white white baseball tee kind of stuff. Johnny Pemberton's mustache is fucking beautiful. And it's like a, you know, and of course Johnny Knoxville's great because, he's a really underrated performer, I think.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I think he can do subtlety and stuff. And then he does like actual slapstick in this stuff, actual physical comedy.
Yeah.
Not just stunts. He does stunts.
Yeah.
And you can, and he's kind of hobbling around for a lot of the movie, but it works within the context of it. But I think the big stunts and the big, you know, kind of real stuff is a little too far apart, but they do kind of bridge those with just fun background, physical comedy thing.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh,
cool. There's one thing where, like, you know, his character is about to make a speech and, like, he goes up on, like, a
spoiler.
Spoiler. But he's like, he just wants to stand, you know, like, on almost like a, you know, platform to talk to his employees, to give him like an inspirational speech. But it's one of those wooden picnic tables, and like he steps on the bench part, and then he steps on the table part, and like a plank just like, you know, goes up and hits him, and like it's just like really good, like genuinely good slapstick, and then some stuff where they're just, you're just like, fuck, like, you know, just good, like something in the background. They do a lot of good little small stunts.
You know what else was actually pretty good with that stuff was, did you guys ever see any of the Three Stooges movie with Will Sasso in it?
No, I want to see it because of Will Sasso.
It's got really good slapstick stuff in it. It's, you would not expect it from everything about the way the movie looks. Like, it looks like a terrible, terrible movie, but it holds together.
Yeah, and what I want in, like, it's because I love physical comedy.
Yeah,
I think it's got a place. I love it. I love slapstick. But what I liked about it in this movie, especially, was it felt real.
Yeah.
It felt dirty. Like, it's a dusty movie because it's like a Northern California.
That's what I saw in the trailer, was like, oh, fuck. Like, it is Johnny Knoxville, like, doing, like, these dumb things and getting kicked out of a fucking water slide and, like.
Yeah. And that's the one, like, he actually had to go to the hospital for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like, also, like, I don't know. It's just some of those things where you just kind of go. Sometimes they do the thing and you're like, that's great. And it was clearly like that person doing it, not really essentially a stunt person.
Yeah, it's not as clean.
Yeah. But sometimes you kind of go like, it. Sometimes you're like, well, that probably was a stunt person. So it's not that, it's not as impressive.
Right,
and you kind of go, but I don't know. Because I got MoviePass now, I enjoy movies so much more now than I ever have before.
Really?
Because I'm not wasting money anymore. I'm just wasting time. And I don't give a shit about time.
Yeah.
Non-sponsor.
They're going to go away eventually.
The only thing... Put your knife away!
Neil, put the knife away.
I'm fine.
Bill Tackett.
Bleed on it.
I killed someone with my dick.
Bill Tackett, I know you might not listen anymore. Because you feel undervalued. Believe me, though. But if you could please... Sound drop, Cash, or me telling Neil to put his knife away, that'd be great.
And if, I don't know if this came through on the microphone, but the part where he cut himself.
So yeah.
That would be a great.
Oh, you know, it's a good Twitter call out would be like, give us things to say that could be sound drops for Bill Taggett. Just go through them and say them the weirdest way we can.
Oklahoma.
Sound drop.
I didn't cut myself, for the record. Everything's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
You can put it on the table.
You are blessed, my man. You are blessed.
That bums you guys out so much.
It's not so much that. It's you.
Well, it's you, us telling you to put your knife away, and you keep then playing drops about somebody's big dick, and it makes me really uncomfortable what you're conflating that. Put the knife away!
Listen, the listeners don't know that that's what those drops are about.
They probably do by now.
Yeah, at this point, they've associated them with your knife.
A cock that big is not...
It's weird to like run into a fan of the podcast and have the people go, hey, I'm a big fan of Jonah Ray. I go, thanks. They go, how's Neil?
Is he okay?
I'm great. Just graduated 20 days of house guests.
Putting your feet up and masturbating in the living room.
See, this is great. Now Neil doesn't have to hide his drinking.
I'm doing great.
If anything, it was just under like a throw rug.
Well, yeah, it's just I just check something. He's like, did you see Boyhood?
No.
You didn't see Boyhood?
It's like a 7-hour movie.
It's way too long.
I know how.
But it's pretty fun.
Not in it.
Do you like any Linklater movies?
I liked the popular one.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Slacker?
Nah.
Yeah, too meandery.
Yeah, I was in high school when that movie came out, and I looked at it, and I was like, I could write this movie, and that did not impress me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm a fucking idiot.
You know what came out when I was in high school? That don't impress me much, and it did impress me.
The Reba McEntire song?
That's not Reba McEntire.
Come on, Neil. We're Shania a music Twain. Podcast.
Shania Twain. Shania Twain?
I was like, this is a hot new country star. This impresses me.
Wait, who's the country star that like just said she turns out to be kind of real right wing?
I think it was the same one.
Was it Shania Twain?
I don't know really? If it was Shania Twain or if it was
who's the country star that came out as right wing?
Well, no, it was like because like it was like the first time anyone had heard of her in a long time.
Yeah, and I think she's Canadian or something like that, which would make I think when Shania
makes,
Twain is
makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, because she's like, oh yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of country, a lot of country in Canada.
There is,
yeah,
other country music.
Yeah,
Alberta's like a soup. It's like Canada's Texas. It's all oil and like cowboys and shit.
Yeah, well, it's like. There's a really funny scene in FUBAR 2, Balls of the Wall, where like the friend that like works in the oil fields, like that like from that they knew that he's like gonna say he said he could get them jobs on it, and so like they're listening to like gnarly gangster rap on the way there, and then when they start to roll up to where the oil fields are, he like changes it to like just like shitty pop country. well, I guess let's play a song and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah,
that sounds buddy. Good to me. This.
I'm gonna go home and listen to a repeater.
Oh,
you don't have to go home. You can watch
that.
You wanna
help me out? Introduce me to a girl.
Oh, that's nice. This is a song that Deanna and I were in a music video for. It's by Granddaddy. It's called Brush with the Wild. Hey, all right. That was Brush with the Wild. That was off the Last Place album. That was the most recent Granddaddy album. Bittersweet because of the death of one of the original members. But also because it's just they took a long break.
Yeah.
And they finally came out with this new great album, and then to kind of have, they canceled the tour, and it was a real bummer.
Yeah.
But the music video for it was a great music video directed by Aaron Beckham. Fantastic writer, director, musician. And he made a video and had me in it, had Deanna in it, and it was a lot of fun. It was neat because it's one of my favorite movies is Beginners.
Yeah.
And he was Mike Mills' assistant on that movie. So there's little elements of Beginners that he helped out with that are very kind of present in that music video. Yeah. And then I was like I was saying during that song, I got asked to be in another music video.
Yeah.
Which is always cool. Because there was Marilyn Rice Cub was in the Weezer video, I think for So Tired or something.
I don't remember.
Marilyn is Rice that Cub, the one where they're sitting around?
She's like a pizza girl.
Oh. I think that was off of the second album.
Yeah.
Pinkerton.
Greenout?
Oh. It was off of Pinkerton. I think it was Why Bother? No, I don't know.
That is...
Hold on.
What is it, Neil?
I got a drop for this.
Motherfucking Google it, dog.
Googling it, dog. We try not
to. Neil, we like to do a thing where we pretend this is how people used to hang out.
This is how people used to hang out.
But then there's a point where I go, I don't know, so this conversation is boring.
Yes, that's true. And that's what the listeners. You're the audience in the movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm the avatar of the listener.
No, you can't. No.
What, you got that one of them tails that you can fuck?
What?
The avatars.
I didn't see that movie.
You could fuck with using your tail.
Hey, are there any terrible reviews for us?
Let's look at those.
On iTunes?
Hold on, I'm looking at Marilyn Rice Cub music.
No one cares.
Video.
Yeah, it's not that important. They can find out if they want to or not.
It's very slow.
Google it, dog.
But.
You're trying to type Rice Cub with one hand.
Well, that's why.
Righteous Cub.
She is the Righteous Cub.
Meatball!
I'm just going to do my.
Hit him with it, Neil.
Hit him.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Becky, look at her butt. That's a good fart.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like that's a good way to go out.
The amount of distractedness you got from a good fart.
Man,
you were looking at your phone. I don't know what you were looking at, but you're like, whoa, wait, that's a good fart.
Yeah, that is a good fart. It's like, well, because we were doing some fart noises here and there for Mr. Science Theater, and there was always I think I got a better one. I think I got a better one.
Oh, really?
Because sometimes, someone says, hold on, and then you go, sometimes.
Yeah.
But, it's like if someone goes, hold on, listen, and you just go,
yeah. You know how many hand farts I have in television history?
Yeah.
Almost every show I've worked on, I've been able to squeak one in.
I think the coffee shop turned off their Wi-Fi, so...
Well,
that might be that's it as pretty, far as that's trying to Google good. Stuff.
That's pretty good for now. I think it's a good time to wrap it
up. Wrap it up.
He was hand farting.
We'd like to.
Sorry.
Oh, no. We'd like to thank our guest, Bullet Bourbon.
Bullet Bourbon.
Yeah.
Doing what
Bullet Bourbon,
can.
When you want to support a company that iced out their only gay family member, Bullet Bourbon. Neil, you got to stop buying this stuff.
It's not that he buys it. It's that it's bought for him, I think, now.
Do you feel okay now because those people with the bakery?
This is a big Supreme Court.
I got a whole thing on that bakery.
Yeah?
Well, good thing you saved it.
You got a whole bit?
Yeah.
It's for another time.
Oh, okay. God. Well, when he whittles it down to just 15 minutes, we'll bring it to you here live on Jonah Radio.
That's what he's doing every time he bails. He's like, I got an hour on it. It's only good 20 minutes of jokes.
I hate it when I laugh like Norm MacDonald's version of David Letterman. Where I go,
I'm stalling till I can move on.
You got to go. So we're going to end with Carpenter's Song, which is off of Aaron Beckham.
Is that about Jesus?
Who knows?
Or the Carpenters.
The Carpenters. But it's Aaron Beckham, he's the guy that directed that music video that I was just talking about from Granddaddy. And he has a great album full of great music, and we're going to have him on soon for sure. Once we stop doing some of these last-minute things, and this is all my fault, we'll be better about having guests on. And then, of course, that's where people go, no, you like it. It's like a whole full.
No one likes me and Cash enough to.
Any of us enough.
Am I the Jonah or are you the Jonah? Because that means the other one's the Matt. Because he's definitely the Chris.
Send in your votes. Send in your votes.
I think I'm the Chris.
You're the Chris?
Yeah.
That haircut.
Man, if Chris could put that haircut on.
If Chris had never stopped drinking, yeah, you would be the Chris.
I think I am. Like, it's like a good look. In line for like some
If a founding father came through time to right now, he would walk up to you and ask what's going on because you're the only guy with the same kind of haircut.
I'm listening to Penn Teller's new Penn Jillette's new book. Mm-hmm. It's called Presto: How I Made 100 Pounds Disappear, and it's so fucking funny where he just talks about the idea of like the things you go, you're like, well, no, I mean, I'm not fat, I'm big because I'm tall, so I'm not fat. Sure, I'm way overweight, but no one says I'm fat, everyone just says I'm big because I'm tall. listening to his audiobooks are amazing because it just puts you right back to old Comedy Central days.
Does he occasionally tell you what's coming up in the book?
Yeah, coming up next. That was Kyle. Kyle's going to be a whole new generation's Penn Jillette.
Oh, he's got to get better with his close-up magic then. Love it when you do that.
It was funny, and I turned it into that.
That's all right.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Jonah Radio. Your producer has been Cash Hartzell.
Oh.
Your sound engineer, Neil Mahoney. This is Carpenter Song by Aaron Beckham. Sorry for the first episode.
This is how I feel looking back on things in a new light. True believing is a young man's game. And so I took to the road. It was long and winding but felt alright. The destination called my name, and now I'm traveling on with my carpenter's song. Yeah, I'm just working my way up to my wings. I'm just traveling. I'm not crazy about this ground I'm standing on. It's like stained glass. The revelations always come too late. In the quiet moments it comes to me in a bright flash. Your damn river just makes a lake. So I'm traveling on my carpenter's song. Yeah, working my way up to my wings. Yeah, I'm just traveling on. And the walls all fell, but I kept on. I told my father I would be home soon, And so I carried on under cover of night, and I felt strong. I felt the power of the crescent moon. And now I'm traveling on with my carpenter's song. Yeah, I'm working my way up to my wings. Just traveling on with my sweet mother's song. You know it comforts me so when she sings. I'm just traveling on with my carpenter's song. It's working my way up to my wings. It's just traveling on.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.